It's wide.
Are we online?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, you're so excited. No one's going to listen to it if you don't want to listen to it.
It's not a matter of listening. It's a matter of talking.
You like to talk sometimes. You were talking all like crazy earlier. You tired?
I'm tired.
So who are you?
You're forcing me to podcast because you were obsessed with it.
Yeah, sometimes. I just like to talk.
I know you do. I have to listen.
You told me about talking. What was it like, if I'm talking too much?
Shut up, because no one else is listening to you anymore.
What is the rule that you're supposed to talk?
If no one talks within a minute of you talking continuously, you need to change topics. You need to stop to see if anyone is even paying attention to you anymore, because you've been talking too long.
Oh, no. I heard you're supposed to talk 20% of the time.
Serious tannins. I wonder if this is corked. Look at that. It's crazy.
There was a little bit of grittiness at the end.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
It might be because I like. You know what?
Okay. Yeah. I read a Time magazine article on the, I forget, he's not the leader of Iran, but he's some crazy guy in Iran, has, Sheikh Makarini or something.
Masaluni, certainly.
Asa, Muhammad Asamoagalagarin. Anyway, this big guy in, Iran, and how crazy he is. He's trying to throw all the, professors out of the, universities there and make them Islamic, fundamentalists. Because he's crazy. And he also doesn't believe in the Holocaust and all that stuff, too.
Yeah, he was like, that was all fake. But then again, I do give him credit because he's very passionate about Islam.
Yeah.
You know, if he really
believes, I don't know. I can't imagine what goes on in his head. He's got to be, he's got some agenda going. He's just a power, he's just one of those guys that wants power. Yeah. It doesn't matter how he gets it.
President of Iran, see what we're talking about.
And the way you get power in those countries is by being an extremist.
And attacking Israel. Because Israel is the center.
We could talk about the media and how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We could talk about that a little bit.
I know what you wanted to talk about.
What did I want to talk about?
You want to talk about swimming.
No.
Sharks.
No.
You know there's sharks that have feet and crawl on the bottom of the ocean?
They're not sharks anymore then.
Yeah, they are. I heard about them.
Really?
They discovered an underworld.
You want to talk about that little baby that was found, the ape baby or whatever they think is like a link. It was all over the news like crazy. No?
No, I don't remember what you're talking about.
No.
What did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Wicker Park.
Oh, Wicker Park, that was what it was.
So.
Not right now.
We'll get to it. So stay tuned because we talked about Wicker Park a little bit later tonight in the podcast. So, anyways, the guy, yeah, I know what you mean. Mm. I tasted that too.
Mm. Okay.
I think that's why it's not as good.
Yeah, something happened.
So, this Iranian president, he's kind of like North Korea, but not quite as crazy.
If I grab my Time magazine, I can pronounce it for you. But
yeah.
He wears his brown signature jacket, but I can't remember.
Yeah, he's a typical Arab-looking kind of guy.
He's a military fashionista with the crazy eyes.
But he's like, you know, I give him to a little bit because he's always trying to get attention. You know, he makes all these great statements, but he's very
Antichrist.
He's a pawn. The media blows him up quite a bit. I wanted to talk about the Pope.
Didn't we talk about that in another podcast?
Yeah, but it got erased.
How many podcasts have gotten erased?
A lot.
I've been talking for hours and hours, and none of these darn podcasts get published.
That's true.
I'm exerting my...
Well, we tried to do a podcast about Pope Benedict and the whole, like, Muslim, like, extremist thing, but the waves are too loud. It was really windy.
Stone people with names.
I know. So it didn't come out too well. Which was really interesting, because it kind of feeds into this whole, like, President of Iran guy, because you know they're all against the Pope. Chasey's doing her ballerina poses.
Yeah, Did you read John Piper's article on that?
I did.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was excellent.
It was an excellent response.
I sent it to my Bible study.
That's good.
Any highlights about it?
It was actually from Brian, so I can't take credit.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Well, Brian loves John Piper more than I do, so I have to give him credit.
Does he? I didn't know that.
He goes to John Piper's website every day. I only go there once a week or something, but I do listen to his podcast.
This podcast is highly in favor of John Piper.
We could talk about the conferences. We can talk about the conference.
Yeah, well, we got a key focus. First, we're going to talk about the president of Iran in the media, which is what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, there's this guy, and everybody's upset originally because of the nuclear power program, right? Remember that?
He's just trying to be logical. That's all he says. He's like, I'm just trying to be logical. I'm not an Islamic fundamentalist trying to put crazy dogma over there. I'm logical. That's what he says in the Time Magazine article. He repeats logical for every answer of his questions. Anyway.
He doesn't speak English, first of all.
I know, but he's crazy.
I don't know. I really don't know what he thinks. But then again, you know, he might be thinking that my people need power. So nuclear power is the cheapest way to do it. Because nuclear power and gen hole is cheapest. It's just very dangerous. And the whole thing about, like, was it Reagan that had the Contra affair where they gave, like, weapons to Iran?
Yeah.
And then that caused the whole war between Iraq and Iran because of the weapons. And then, so we helped Iraq to fight Iran, and now Iraq became too powerful, so we had to help Iran. All this stuff happens because of oil. War over oil. How do you like that? Oil. War over oil.
Oil.
That's what this podcast is going to be called. Oil.
What was that, Freudian slip
or whatever.
War or something. What was that?
The movie War. This movie is so has so many war cliches, it's going to be called the War Movie.
That's funny.
That was pretty funny. Roper.
Yeah. Roper's funny once in a while.
Even Roper.
He
tries too hard.
He's an accredited film critic.
He tries too hard.
He does try too hard, but he's still okay.
It's easy for Eber and Roper or whatever. Eber's getting old.
He's old. He's having his...
He's having a hard time keeping up.
He needs to know Jesus because he's going to die soon.
If you don't know Jesus, we highly recommend that you accept him as your savior before it's too late. This is my personal opinion about what applies to everyone.
That's right. We are sincere.
We are sincere about that, and I'm sorry if you don't love Jesus, but I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Continuing on with the podcast, by the way.
And we're back.
We're back.
During Bible study this week, because someone got way off topic, and I'm like, and we're back.
Did you say that?
I said that.
Did they laugh?
Yeah. I'm the only one that reels us back in. Otherwise, we're like, someone picks up a book off my shelf and starts reading it. I'm like, and we're back. So podcasting is implemental in your daily life.
Yes, and we're back.
Good.
So media, here's my stint and spiel about the media. The media is an entertainment organization. They give the populace what they want to hear. They make up stories and they only play the ones that you're going to watch. So like when you go to the website and you realize, oh my gosh, there's another story about a kidnapped child. It's the same kidnapped child that's been on the news for 12
weeks in a row. I think we've talked about this in previous podcasts.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it got deleted or not.
No, I think they were actually published.
Yeah, anyway, so you realize that there's only like 5 or 6 stories that are in the news all the time in every single news network. So you realize that it's all about entertainment and money.
Correct.
So you can't really blame the news altogether because they're only giving us what we want to read. So if you're really paranoid and you're afraid about terrorists, surprise, when every single story in the news is about Osama bin Laden. You know? The whole reason we're in Iraq...
We're in Orange. We're at Level Red.
I don't think we're in Iraq over oil.
We're over terror.
We're in there for oil. But the reason why we're in Iraq is because we're afraid of Iraq. And we have to be afraid of someone. Because we're so afraid that we're going to be attacked. We have to go attack someone to feel like we're in control. So we go to Iraq to attack that country that's crazy. Which they are crazy. In some regard. But so are we. I mean, come on. We're the ones that are causing all the terrorist things like that. So you really can't blame us. But you really can blame us. So really, the media gives us what we want to hear, and then what we want to hear is what the media is going to play.
Right, it's okay, cyclical, okay.
And it's all about money.
Okay, got
so
it.
So that's my spiel.
Got it. Like a 1 minute spiel for a 10 second idea.
And we're back.
And we're back. Okay.
This is the Haven of Bliss podcast. Thanks for staying with us.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay, is there anything else about
No, Islam? I've made my peace with it because I'll probably get in the media pretty soon in the Islamic countries here.
Well, this MySpace isn't anything like the Lonely Girl 15 webcam podcast or whatever that got up to 1 million subscribers in 2 months.
Yeah, you're jealous.
Yeah. Well, I don't show enough pictures of Tracy. If I put a video blog of Tracy up on YouTube, we'd be up there really quick. All you gotta say is you're like a nubile 16-year-old girl.
I did get a comment about me being beautiful on MySpace.
Yeah, seriously. If you want to get people's attention, you have to make a YouTube and MySpace.
A 16-year-old girl.
Tracy can pull off. She has to pretend
to be
pull
off 16.
An innocent 16-year-old girl who's interested in, like,
the world. But you can't be in her bedroom.
But prevent it, and she needs you to come get her out. So it justifies the whole pedophilia.
Some people are just compelling.
She was a good actress, though.
She was a good actress, and it was totally a production, but it seemed real.
The ones now are, but the ones at the beginning were really good. It got a little extreme at the end, but they were trying to, like, keep it going. She was on Jay Leno, you know that?
I know, it's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy because...
Lonely Girl 15. It was fun. I like the guy, her boyfriend.
Yeah, her boyfriend's pretty funny.
He was funny. He's had, like, a larger part in it. They're both really good.
Yeah, I like the one where he's talking, they talked to the dad about the camp.
They made this really big deal, like, the guy goes talk to the girl's father, and you think they're going to have the relationship talk, and it turns out it's all over, like, him taking a video.
But it is so true, like, if you think about your own life, and, like, what's happened with your sisters and Mormon guys and whatnot. It's true.
Well, it's true.
Conflicting thing among high school kids and how they get involved in relationships they should.
Yeah, well, when you're high school, like, you're very passionate, but you don't have a lot of wisdom or knowledge. So it's really easy to get deceived.
It's its own little world.
And, like, little things like that, like taking a video of some dance or whatever, is a big deal for a high schooler. Little things are big deals. Like, I won't go there.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't go there. We might not edit some of this out.
So, I'll get disowned.
I know.
I've already been disowned enough. Oh, well.
I just made an art piece. Is that pretty?
Pretty good. So, I want to take a brief digression to plug the ilovepodcast.blogger.com, which has a new blog.
It always has a new blog.
Give me an anecdote.
I was just talking about a podcast by Bill Wilson. It's my friend from Indiana.
Yeah.
He's a wine enthusiast and is podcasting an online course right now.
So what is the great deal of fine concert?
Podcasting a course right now that he's actually charging $150 for in person, but you get it free online. And
not
he's
bad.
Talking about just the basics of wine and how it can enhance your culinary experience.
Yeah.
It's not something to become a libations some drunkard over, but
yeah,
it's something that you can enjoy to infuse your culinary senses with.
Yeah. We are Christians, so we really believe that drunkenness is wrong.
Right.
And any kind
but
of libation.
Jesus
is wrong.
Drank wine.
So and we want to be like
you
Jesus.
Can drink wine.
And we want to be like Jesus. As who said that? Mark Driscoll?
Mark Driscoll, my favorite
He's
preacher
pretty
ever.
Funny guy.
He's funny.
That's a good point.
I almost want to move back to Seattle just to go to his church.
Yeah, well.
Even though I've never been.
Well, probably when you get there, you probably won't appreciate it as much.
No, it's much better online than it would be in person.
I love Moody a lot from radio, and once I go to Moody, it's a lot different. The experience is a lot different.
Right. Because if the best part of the church is this preacher and the message, you're going to be disappointed by the other aspects, even though it could be great, too.
Well, it's different. It's not bad or good. It's just different.
Okay.
Eventually, we're going to get to this Wicker Park stuff.
Why don't we get to it now?
Well, I wanted to say that we plugged yours, but mine, I'm going to be writing a blog about this Pope Benedict XVI ordeal, the debacle about him putting down Islam.
Okay. You have to piggyback off John Piper.
Yeah, he. I started writing it before he did. I was going to
What do
talk
you
more about Pope
mean?
John Paul II because he really changed my
It
mind
does
about
show that you were
Catholicism.
on the same wavelength as him as what was important
It
to
was
his
on the
issues.
media news every day, and he
I
probably
don't
goes
read
to
the
Fox
news.
News too.
I don't read the news. You're like, this Pope said something. I'm like, what? I don't listen to the news.
Well, I stopped going to Fox News so much because, like, every link on there is either about Tom Cruise, Jessica Simpson, or Victoria's Secret.
But apparently I'm living in the dark ages if I don't listen to the media, so I'm like,
I
okay,
know.
I'll check it
It's
once a
like,
week.
hello, if every article is about the three people, you start to realize it's entertainment. I
Tomcat.
mean, I don't even know where you can go get realistic news. Like, unless something.
I know, I got caught up. I was like, why did Jessica and Nick break up? I mean, I got caught up in it. Because I saw their
Well,
newlywed
even
TV
you
show,
read
and I
the
was
like the
like...
Sun Times and the Tribune, it gets wrapped up because it's all like they're always trying to find something wrong with the CTA or Daily or whatever because they're kind of minor celebrities, you know. And
CTA is a minor
well, the
celebrity.
celebrity it's something that affects
It's
everyone, so people
minor
feel
Dickens, I think.
you know what I mean. And we're
Yes.
back. You know what I mean,
I know what you mean.
Vern?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Vern?
What do you think about the name Maxwell?
Maxwell Houts?
You're not supposed to give your last name on
I
the
don't
podcast.
care. My social security number is on my website. We won't give your last name, though.
Thank
No one's gonna stalk me. I mean, people have declared jihad against my website and stuff.
Bellagiata.
But oh well, Bocuccino.
Okay. Bocuccino.
That's our made-up
That's
Italian word.
my made-up word, so if you find it as an actual Italian
What do you think
word,
it means?
let me know what it means.
We're trying to figure out what Bocuccino might possibly
Because I
mean.
made it up and I say it all the time.
Send your interpretations to
Bocuccino.
wyatt@haventhebliss.com or.
It's just like whenever you can't think of anything, I'm always like, Bocuccino.
It's like an Italian word just to say.
And I'm like,
It's like from Leo.
Bocuccino.
Louis Prima. I like him a lot.
Okay. I don't
All
know.
right. Well, Wicker Park. I watched this movie called Wicker Park. It was one of the deciding
I watched it
factors.
too, and it was pretty darn corny.
It was corny, but it was one of the decisions that helped me. I'm sorry, one of the factors that helped me decide to come to
Aside from the
Chicago
fact that
over
you
San
thought
Francisco.
you would meet your future girlfriend there.
That was a prophecy done by one of my friends.
That was a prophecy.
Yeah. He was a good friend, and he had a really hot girlfriend too, so I had to believe him. Oh well, his name is Casey.
That's good.
Casey in Sacramento, this is out to you. Shout out.
Peace out.
Peace out. Peace, dude. Peace out. Like Kip says in Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Gosh!
What
Gosh!
do you like about Wicker Park since you've been there like every day of the week so far
Yeah, I have
without
been to
me?
Wicker
Because
Park a
of
whole bunch of
your
times.
mysterious woman.
I don't have a girlfriend there, even though Tracy's highly suspicious that I do. She didn't believe I had one in Linkin Park. But now she's starting to think I did. Maybe she moved to Wicker Park. Or maybe she was meeting me in Lincoln Park, and now I'm just have to go all the way to
Maybe
hers
it
because when
was
we
this
retired.
girl that you knew 2 years ago but suddenly disappeared but then came back into your life but really wasn't that girl, but it is a really that girl. That just summed up the movie Wicker Park for you if you were confused.
That movie was stupid,
That
but
was a
I
stupid
did like
movie.
the pictures and the cinematography of Chicago, even though it was kind of minor.
Yeah.
So today,
That was such a bad movie. That was
it
such
was
bad.
crap.
It had
He's a bad
bad
actor.
morals in it, that's for
It was
sure.
bad morals and bad acting. Oh
All the
my,
good
oh
people get
my.
screwed over. I mean, not good, but you know, not the scuzzballs in the movie get screwed over.
Yeah.
But the sleazy people get their glorious day and
You feel bad for the bad people and.
they try to glorify the bad people. Glorify people who do bad things.
You look down on people who are
Okay.
good.
That's good. That's about it.
So, like, that's really what motivated me to come here, just seeing the Chicago and make me realize how much I love it here. Because I do love Chicago. More than Tracy. But she's been here 6 years.
Oh, you love Chicago more than I love Chicago. Let's
Yeah.
clarify. Not more than you love me.
No. I said I love Chicago
No,
more than you do
you weren't
because it's
using
newer to
your
me.
prepositions right. You're getting on me and my blog for ending in prepositions, which is
That's what that
totally
sentence means.
fine.
Preposition is
It's
not
totally a
fine.
misconception that you cannot end a sentence with a prep with
Whatever,
it.
it's awkward.
It isn't
It leaves
awkward.
you
It's how you
hanging.
speak. And if
Because
it's how you
people are.
speak,
You
you
don't
cannot
write
write
how
like
you
it.
speak.
Okay. I'm
Writing
sorry
and
if
speaking are
your
different.
seventh grade DOL, Daily World Language class, taught you that, but it's not right. Because I know.
It's hard to argue with Tracy because she's usually right. But this time I am right.
I do have a gift of knowledge.
Here's a gift of I'm right and you're wrong. We're talking about spiritual gifts here.
Okay. We're back.
I have the spiritual gift of hasty judgment and prophecy, so I know what you're going to tell me so I can judge.
Okay.
Anyways, this culminated with me actually going to the Wicker Park, which is a park within Wicker Park of the suburb. Do you know what Wicker Park is?
It is west of where I live, that's for sure.
How do you get there?
I would take the Division bus down Division to through Caribbean and Green.
I think that gets you to Ukrainian Village. And that gave too much information. No, that would get you into Ukrainian Village. I think you would take the North Avenue bus.
Really?
Yeah, it's the North Avenue bus.
Oh, I didn't know it was on North. I thought it was Bucktown at that. Oh, Bucktown's like Armitage. Bucktown's like
Fullerton. Yeah, Armitage.
Between Armitage and Fullerton.
Yeah, it's Armitage, I think.
Okay.
But anyways, Wicker Park is North Avenue. But, so if you were downtown, how would you get there?
I would take the blue line to...
Do you want to stop?
No.
The Damon. Damon. It's right after Division. I got off at Division today.
Division ghetto.
I actually took the bus to Cabrini Green just because it's dangerous. And you can see all the burned down skyscrapers.
I take a cab through Cabrini Green all the time and I don't see anything going. It's like evacuated pretty much.
Yeah, it's gentrified.
I mean, I wouldn't go there at 4 a.m. in the morning, but...
Yeah, well, they got all these like skyscrapers.
You see like one person down. Smoking pot out in the sidewalk.
Well, they tore down a lot of the skyscrapers. You can see like there are half the buildings burned and then a lot of it has wrecking crews. So it's almost gone.
Pretty much, yeah. It's gonna be a ritzy neighborhood.
You can tell Division is starting to grow a little bit too. That Division Blue Line style,
right?
But Wicker Park is kind of like Belmont. So yeah, there's all the guys.
Belmont feels sketchy to me. I'm sorry, it's sketchy.
It's sketchy there too, but it's better. It's more interesting.
It's interesting.
It feels like a fuller culture. Drug addict, but that's okay. Yeah, if you like drugs, it's probably a good place to go. If you're like 30 and you're still working in a coffee house. It's a good place to live. You know, if you have a mohawk and you're 40, you know, and you don't really care about fashion.
Okay, let's get back to Wicker Park.
That's probably a good place. So tell me about Wicker Park. What do you know about it?
I have only seen the movie Wicker Park and I've driven through it, but I've never actually stopped there for an occasion.
I want to take you there.
I know you do. You've talked about it for the whole
week.
There's
not really a whole lot there. It's like one of those, it's right after Damon stop on the blue line.
I like Logan Square. I mean, no, Lincoln Square, or the German festival.
Is that was off the brown line. Yeah. Logan Square is off the blue line.
Yep, I've been to Logan Square because I went to the church out there.
Baptist Chicago has a cornucopia of suburbs. They're all little ethnic centers, so you can go and learn about different things. I wanted to go to Ukrainian Village.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those first two blue line stops are really ghetto.
Yeah.
They're like super ghetto. It's like Baltimore.
Yeah.
With all those chicken shacks. There's like 12 chicken shacks in 1 mile, and we didn't want to stop at the red lights.
That's got to be the sketchiest place I've been to in a long time.
It felt like
and
Africa.
I've been to Cabrini Green a few times.
Cabrini Green's not bad.
It isn't bad.
It felt like the South Side. The South Side's had trouble.
It was bad in the day, but it's good now.
Well, I went up to Bucktown, which is kind of linked to Wicker Park. There's like Wicker Park and Bucktown.com. You're tickling me.
Sorry.
And it was like all Mexican restaurants. I feel like I had to put on some Sublime music and listen to like Latino rap. And it was okay, but you get down to Wicker Park, it's built up a lot more. There's a lot more restaurants and things. And there's
that's what
some
I hear.
Music. It's like you can get a 3-flat for 400 grand.
Not bad.
Or you can't. It's like a 1-bedroom for that, and like Gold Coast.
2-bedroom.
Yeah.
Ghetto building. Yeah, 2-bedroom, 500,000.
2-bedroom in a ghetto building.
No, 2-bedroom for...
If you have, like, the nicest building in a ghetto
okay
building.
An okay 2-bedroom for $500,000.
Or 1-bedroom in a really nice building.
Yeah.
Because some buildings are 1-bedroom is $500,000, right?
That's going to be a nice 1-bedroom.
I don't think so. I think it's...
No.
The building is really nice, and you just have the most ghetto
you got to have, like,
there.
The
CIA. So Wicker Park is this movie, and it culminated, I finally went to the park in Wicker Park. I actually kind of like it, but I don't know if I'd feel safe having Tracy walk around there at night. Because, like, the other night I went there, and they just, like... Okay, you know how, like, three roads intersect at one spot? And there was this, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, it looked like Taiwanese, like, kung fu guy. It was, like, okay, it's, like, 50 degrees out, okay? He's out there with just shorts on. Like, no shirt, no socks, no nothing. I think he had shoes on. And he's, like, doing karate.
That was like the Luxembourg Gardens in Paris.
It was like the combination of
it's like
karate.
Tai Chi City.
No, but it was half karate, half techno.
That would be that's pretty cool.
It was crazy. And it was really cold. He had like no clothes on.
He looked like Mr. Miyagi.
He was good shape. You know,
I bet Asian person. I bet Mitch does some mean taekwondo.
This guy was hardcore, but he was crazy. And it's just kind of how the place is. You got like really like punk rocker vegans. That's what Booker Park is kind
of. It's like Seattle. Like all
punk rocker vegans.
Yeah, that's Seattle.
You know. So maybe I'll take you there. We'll have dinner and we'll go to one of those cafes they have there. And
go dancing.
There's some sushi places. It's probably a place to go to a club.
A little bachata.
Where you can go see like a rock band or something.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So the movies, I give it a thumbs down. But I love Chicago movies. Kind of like Wicker Park.
I mean, it's not awful, but it's
like
awful.
The Weatherman, the movie was thumbs down. But the pictures of Chicago were beautiful. Yeah, it was like a tourist movie.
Gross stuff.
They like, tried way too hard.
Yeah, that film director stunk. He shouldn't. Yeah. He shouldn't be allowed to do film. Okay, sorry.
Well, I guess that's about all that's important that we have to say, isn't it?
We wanted to say something important, but I guess it didn't happen.
I don't know. I think it was kind of interesting. You know, we kind of ran a little about the media, which was kind of bogus. And then we talked about the Iranian president, which was kind of bogus.
Totally bogus, you would say.
There was a little bit of meaning in Wicker Park, because, like, okay, if you're a tourist and you haven't been to Chicago, you don't go to Wicker Park the first time.
No.
But if it's your second time to go to Chicago, I would definitely put it up there.
You wouldn't.
You know, those places you go, like Argyle, Devon, Wicker Park.
Those are the kind of places I enjoy going when I travel.
Because they're more real. There's no tourist places.
Yeah.
It has a lot of edge to it. That's what I like about it. Because, like, Lincoln Park was probably, like, what Belmont is now. And it's probably what Wicker Park used to be. Or is now, 20 years ago.
Ew, back in the day, the bourgeois.
I hate that sound.
I love that. You don't like that sound?
No.
I love it. It's not like chalkboard at all. It's so cool.
It's not.
It's like refreshing and crisp. The ripping of a label.
I hate that.
Oh. Okay.
All right. You want to Benedict this baby?
And now, to do far greater than what you have heard, you must be the podcast.
We don't have any foie gras, though. You have to do foie better.
Foie band.
Not the foie bland, the podcast. Foie be it. When I take it out in Surrey.
It is called...
Remember that?
Yeah! No. That was pretty fun.
That was fun, too.
That was like our first podcast.
I know, we did that the first time. Do it.
That was with, what was that? Anchovy. And I got this thing from Walgreens. It was like $6. It was called Anchovy.
It was this little ball as fur and eyes,
cute.
And you bounce it in sync.
You bounced it and it went crazy.
Yeah! You haven't Benedicted us yet.
Retro. Peace out. And... Be the peace.
Peace out, as Kip says. We're quoting Napoleon Dynamite left and right here. Gosh!
Not funny.
But my lips hurt real bad!
Oh,
where'd you eat all the chips, Kip?
You're stuck.
Oh, this is
my hand's stuck in the cookie jar.
We can't let these people go until you say goodbye. Oh, you hear the ambulances? I can't fall asleep unless I hear at least six ambulances.
Vain.
Say, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, and when I take you out in the Surrey, Surrey. You like that? Surrey.
Okay, let's end this thing.
Well, end it already, Miss Benedict.
Haven't I said something like 20 times?
What? You have to say who we are and what we are we from. And
sorry, I didn't
know
that was what you meant.
Duh. You always do it. I have the gift of knowledge and understanding. I have the spiritual gift of wisdom. Tell me what it means.
That was confirmed by 3 people.
None of them have wisdom. How would they know?
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
To the Haven of Bliss podcast. www.havenofbliss.com. Peace out.
Peace out.
Signed, Tracy.
And Wyatt. Bye.
You can delete the end off.
No, that was fun. 30 minutes.